Welcome back to our discussion of discovering treasures in the rhythm of God. In this session, we discuss seeing the big picture and the blessings of walking in greater rhythm with God. So let's take a look at the big picture. We know our Heavenly Father has foreknowledge and purpose of all things. We know Him as our Creator. We also learn the way to our Father and the way of our Father. We know that we can learn to value what God values, and we can discover our inheritance that He has and know and experience the will of our Father. We can realize His calling upon our lives, and we can come into agreement and assignments that He gives us. And then the Holy Spirit, the source of our strength and empowerment, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit brings revelation to our heart. And He communicates the truth through the Holy Spirit, as Jesus calls Him the Spirit of Truth 3 times. Also, the Holy Spirit gives us vision and insights. He helps us come into intimacy with God, and we can come into the rhythm of the beat of the Holy Spirit. We can walk in greater congruence with Christ that He brings us into. He brings us into alignment and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And then we know our Son Jesus brings us to obedience. He has fulfilled God's purposes, and we can experience also fulfillment of God's purposes. And then we can experience redemption, seeing God's will be done. We can experience life in Christ, as He terms it, life more abundantly, life in His name. And so we can grow in His virtue and character. We can grow into our true identity and be who God created us to be. This is how we find our identity in Christ. And then we can also grow into our God-given capacities. We can come into God's arrangements and walk in greater measures of authority that He bestows upon us. So yes, this is truly a big picture, but we serve a big God, and I believe He has a big vision for His people. So remember, all things are possible with God. So know that He leads us as we walk in trusting faith in an intimate relationship with Him. We can walk in the rhythms that we discuss in the great immersion in I Am, stepping into the river, during our sessions of I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. Now, these rhythms include the ways of willingness and heartfelt obedience, humility and wisdom, and compassion and sacrifice, also the fear of the Lord and integrity, and sowing in God's love and reaping His joy. This is all about what Jesus speaks of in the Sermon on the Mount and in the Beatitudes. It truly brings us to truly seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, so that all these things shall be added to us. So take a big breath. We serve a big God. I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to flow in greater measures than you've ever experienced. So look upward to God. His ways are higher and His thoughts are higher than ours. And look inward to realize the Holy Spirit wants to flow in His great measures in and through you. And look outward and forward to see and pursue a whole range of new possibilities ahead that God has for you. Now, I know that we've discussed a lot of new concepts. It certainly has taken me a long time to journey along the paths of life to see and experience these paradigms become real. So I encourage you to learn from my years of pressing through various sorts of trials and come to know the realities of the kingdom of God and to learn these aspects of the rhythm of God. Now, I truly believe that you can experience many blessings of life in the Lord by living in greater rhythm with God. It truly brings greater faith, greater confidence, and greater strength to overcome more of life's challenges. So, in a nutshell, these blessings include things like experiencing the real peace of God and living an overcoming, trusting faith and gaining God's perspective on things. Also experiencing the reality of God's presence in greater ways and his great love, his joy, and his peace and his strength. Also, you can live with a greater sense of optimism to see more new possibilities, and you can experience great growth and maturity in Christ. You can find greater inner strength through God's grace and receive God's overcoming wisdom, his solutions, and strength to face the issues of life. Truly experiencing the realities and principles of the kingdom of God, living in God's covenant, and you can live in greater understanding and connection to God's concept of covenant. Now, you can read the scriptures outlined in the workbook that back up these blessings, but let's focus for a moment on connecting to God's concept of covenant. Now, when Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light," he was using a common term of the day that the people understood. It referred then to the yoke of Torah, or the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, so that people would be connected to God's laws and his ways. This would help them live in ways which were contrasted to the ways of the pagan world. Now, they referred to these ways as being under the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly concerns. So the people generally understood it in the context of being in covenant relationship with God, following his instruction. Now, they had the right concept, but unfortunately they had the wrong approach. Jesus' disciples, however, grasped hold of what Jesus meant. They understood he was speaking of God's covenant, reinterpreted through the lens of the spirit of the law. And that brought a lighter burden found in following Christ. So this happens as we walk in a bonded or yoke relationship and union with God through Christ, in rhythm with Christ. And that's why Paul referred to himself as Christ's bondservant. So the Message version of Matthew 11:28 captures a great understanding of this. It helps us understand the concept of walking in covenant union with God and walking in rhythm with God in his grace. So let's see how it reads. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Now, I love how the Message version beautifully captures the essence of walking in rhythm with God, in covenant relationship with God, through our Messiah and Lord Jesus, and through the grace gifts of the Holy Spirit. So take time to review the scripture references in the workbook referring to the different blessings of living in greater rhythm with God. Reflect on these great blessings, and I pray that God reveals great truths to your heart, that he gives you great vision and encouragement to pursue his higher things and walk in greater rhythm with him, greater than you ever expected. So be blessed, and we'll see you in the next session.